Welcome to the Shifting Realities podcast. I'm your host, Julie Allison, and with me is my co-host and friend, Robert Perry.
Good morning.
In this podcast, we're going to talk about why, in the spiritual world, we always tell you to be in the present moment or to be in the stillness and go within. But why? I'm sure you're all asking, why would I need to do that? What is the point of it? What do I do with this? So we're going to give you a slant of this coming from a bit of a technical view that we see or hear or feel when we connect with our guides. Essentially, what I'm going to say is it's so that you can do a reset, or more specifically, so you can do a DNA reset. I'm now just going to pass you on to Rob just to let's call it start from the beginning of this.
Right. It's an interesting one to explain. And there's a point that we refer to as the zero point, Julie. I don't know how widely that's used, but we certainly use zero
We
point
do.
as the point of reset. And it is like pressing a button on your computer that restores it to factory settings so that you can then upload again the programs you want and you can lose the programs you don't want. So what you can do at that point is lose negatives, things that drag you down, hold you back for whatever reason there might be, things that come in from a darker aspect of ourselves. And you can re-enlighten yourself, or just enlighten yourself, and look forward to more positivity and a higher level of frequency. Because obviously the more that you have holding you back, the negatives, the less ability you have to enlighten yourself and to raise your frequency. So by consciously accessing the zero point, I see the zero point as if you think of an infinity symbol where
Yes,
the
I
two
do.
lines cross, that for me is my zero point. So whenever I reset to a zero point, which is the present,
Yes.
is another way of putting it, or perhaps we should put it not even as the present, perhaps it is the point where time is of no consequence.
Absolutely, I agree
So
wholeheartedly.
yeah, so it's the point where we can see backwards, we can see forwards, and remember those aren't linear views, those are every possible dimensional direction you could choose. That's where we could access Akashic records and understand our future, understand our past and what we should learn selectively. And that's where we can call down the reset. I think it's a vulnerable place in that you are exposed at that point. But if you choose to go there consciously and you choose to go there for enlightenment and for frequency, then I think you're safe enough. And I think we'll talk at some point about the darker aspects of the work we do and how you can protect yourself and how you can rid yourself of those things.
Yeah,
But
I
what about
remember.
you, Julie? What do you take as the zero point?
Yeah, zero point. I had an experience with my guides. I asked my guides to show me what zero point was for me, and all of a sudden, my experience was I in my con remembering that we go to zero point all to me moment by moment. That's my understanding of it is literally, as Rob absolutely describes, almost in the figure of eight, our body is flowing outwards and inwards all the time, and we go into zero point, which actually is so exciting because it means at every zero point we can come out and present a version of us that could be potentially different. But when I went in and had this experience of zero point, I literally, in consciousness, I was actually, it was as if I was going inside out. I was thrown backwards. I literally was, it was like a vacuum. And that is quite a potential for it to feel like a vacuum. And when I did it, all of a sudden, my consciousness looked around, and there I was in the vastness of nothingness, just what looked like my own universe. And there I go, oh my goodness, as within, so without. And there's my internal universe looking exactly the same, believe it or not, as how we would describe a universe when we look up at the sky, the night sky, for instance, and think about a universe that way. And so, yes, like Rob, I also feel like that it's just that point where there's actually nothing. There's you're not in that mode of stress. There's no stress in that moment. There's no stress at 0 point. That does not exist. There is no anxiety, no depression, no feeling of being unwell at that moment in time, in consciousness being in 0 point. There is actually a lot of potential, as Rob was describing. You can go backwards, forwards, anyway, any which way, out to infinity from that 0 point. So what does that really mean to us? Well, it's quite exciting because it means that going forward in what we would think is time, we can do this DNA reset. We can, as Rob said, reprogram and basically deprogram that version of us that comes to the outside moment by moment based on the past Akashic records and the identity that we are living on based on the past Akashic records that then create who we are. When I talk about the identity, it's who we are as a considering our beliefs, our conditions, all of that programming within DNA. It all goes into our DNA. So basically, this gives us, this enables us by going into that moment, thinking about that 0 point, we can think, what is it I want to be in the future? We can actually see what we want to be in the future as well. That already exists. There is no thing as time in a linear way. Everything exists around us. I'm going to say around us because that's how I can see it. If anybody doesn't know by now, my sort of greatest clairsense is seeing, is viewing things. But you can also feel it as well. So when I look at that, what is the potential I would like from myself when I go into this 0 point potential? It has all the potential. Do you have anything more on that, Rob?
Yeah, I think potential
From that.
is putting it mildly. I think it is a point of absolute possibility. So as we say that this is where we recreate, we could also just say create. Because as you shift those negatives away from you and you look forward to the positives, you have a chance to really program an entirely new version of yourself, which is a huge opportunity, and it's there for the asking. So instead of dwelling on the negatives, which we all do, let's go back to that computer analogy, Julie. You use a computer over a year or two and you get malware, spyware, viruses, unpleasant emails that you wish you hadn't received, bills, all those things come in and clog up your hard drive. And if you don't remove them with some kind of software or you do a reset, they sit there and they slow your computer down. It becomes more sluggish. It'll shut itself down on you occasionally. All sorts of surprise things will happen. And the same happens to us. We're plugged into a matrix, which is a massive, massive computer, for want of a better way of saying it. And as we live in the matrix and don't always successfully navigate it because it's, hard work, you get all these things that attach to you or attach to your bit of the matrix and slow you down, make you more sluggish, and stop you connecting and raising your frequency. So it's really, really important to go back to that 0 point to allow yourself to think without any prejudice at all. Because at this point, there is just creation, there is nothing negative. That I don't want that. I'm pressing the reset button here, and I'm going forward the way I want to go. And you have that opportunity over and over and over again. I'm not suggesting you should abuse that. You should go to the reset and do your best with it and go forward. But it's this extraordinary capacity we have to look into our lives free of any prejudice and reset and go forward and be anything at all. which is, I think, just extraordinary. Stop and think about that if you're listening to this for a second. What does that mean? If you could just chuck away all the rubbish in your life, large and small, and start again, what would that mean to you? And then just think, oh, I can. I actually can. Anything, Julie?
I agree. I absolutely agree with everything you're saying. I also just thought, this is so amazing. This really is amazing. This experience of going, being in the moment. I see a lot of people out there always wanting to be continually doing, because they think that's how, when you're continually working hard, even playing hard, or not playing at all, or not giving a moment to yourself. So thinking that you're not being selfish, because this can be expressed as being selfish by just taking a few moments. And we're only talking a few moments every single day if you choose to. I personally do a lot more than that because that's just part of my job, and my wonderful job that I love doing. But even if a few moments a day, be selfish. Go into being in that moment. There's no, if you're there out there going, how do I do this? You're not, you're literally not there. All you need to do is sit there until you're in that present moment. Do a few breathing techniques, just literally be in that moment, and you will understand what that zero point means for you, because it's different. The experience is different for everybody. But then, as Rob says, this amazing thing that, I've spoken about recreate, but as Rob said, it's just creation. It is the point of creation. So what is it from that point, as you're sitting there in our timeline, to, 5 minutes a day, what is it you would want from that future from now on? What version of you would you want? Do you want the version of you that's fully stressed all the time? Because you cannot, as Rob said, there's things being thrown at us all the time. And just like a computer, it's, we do feel like the overwhelm is when we've is the part of things being thrown into us, and that our brain can't expand any more than we can think. But this stops you from that monkey mind thinking. As we've said in here, I'll reiterate again, none of that actually exists. It exists because of all the things that are thrown at us, because we've all co-created this world of paying bills and being stressed and being anxious about the things outside. A lot of anxiety actually comes from what other people are thinking, and comes from your body just saying something's not right. You just need to sit down, take a moment, and work that out. But what do? We do it. We're just continually being anxious, and it's anxiety on top of anxiety on top of anxiety. When in actual fact, there's maybe some, feelings in there. When we take a moment and we can start unwinding and unraveling and deprogramming all that is within us in that moment of being in the zero point, and understand that it doesn't have to exist in the future. Just imagine if every single person in the on earth did that nothing, none of that would exist. Yeah, what a great time to be in this earth. And that's what we're aiming for. That's what the new earth, to me, will be about. It won't be about all this stress of all the things that we've all placed on ourselves, remembering that we are a mirror, remembering that we create our lives. And if we look at all of that, and we've been through that in the podcast, that what if we change? What if we chose right now to change in that moment of zero point? What is it you would like to do? What could we all do for yourself? And what would you like to see for humanity in that infinite, in the infinite potential?
Absolutely. And I think to bring it to the being present that we started with. And you can go to the zero point when you want, and that is your most present. But I think you can almost externalize that, because if you live in the present as best you can, then you are not living in your negative matrix, or necessarily a positive matrix, but you're living in an open matrix that invites. And bearing in mind that you have to be careful what you invite in.
Yes.
You know, that the present in your life, and that's, you know, when you answer a phone call, or when you see friends, or when you're stacking the dishwasher, whatever you do, if you do it in the present, then, well, let's take the dishwasher. Who likes stacking a dishwasher? Not me, certainly. You know, so if I'm going to be present when I stack the dishwasher, I'm going to stack the dishwasher thinking, this is time well spent at this particular minute, and I am inviting cleanliness in. And how lucky I am to have this machine that will clean these things for me so that I have clean things in my home. And instead of going, oh, dishwasher, I really should put salt in it. And, oh, I haven't emptied it yet. I'll do it later. And then perhaps not rinsing your dishes before you put them in so the dishwasher clogs up again. You know, it's just leaving all that nonsense away and just focusing on the this is a nice thing I'm doing now for me and for those who I care about. Little things like that. Do you empty your dishwasher, Julie? Do you
well,
hate it?
We actually don't have a dishwasher. We have to wash marigolds. All the pots. Okay. Don't even bother with the marigolds. I used to bother with marigolds, don't now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do. But that is fantastic. Yeah. You know, that's what, I mean, it's how I work. When I'm washing the pots and looking outside at the garden, when I'm, you know, when I'm taking a shower, I got, you know, some information, some downloads this morning, but whilst I was taking a shower, because it's a great time to, you know, to think about, you know, to do like, you know, two jobs at once.
That's the water talking.
When you're, yeah, because we're getting, you could do a lot on, you know, water cleansing and purification of the soul with water. Yeah, and you know, just literally in my, you know, another one is if I'm in my car and in a, I'm going to say traffic jam, not many traffic jams where I live in East Yorkshire, not many traffic jams. But if you're just stuck in the car, there's a reason for that. You know, your soul's giving you a reason. There's never any by chance. You know, there's always something, everything happens for a reason. We all know that, and absolutely true. But that gives you the moment to, I the way I drive, I look out at the trees nearby, at the, you know, sort of, as I go down the road, we're very lucky that, you know, we can be driving in countryside within 2 minutes. And I just give it that chance that I can, within a few minutes, go from one place to another place. That's another point of being in the moment. The potential for me, and you know, is that you could get into some kind of road rage. You know, what would you choose from this? Getting into a road rage, or just being in the moment of, you know the driving and thinking, how amazing is this? I know it sounds such a cliche, but when you do that, you come out of your stress mode, you come out of your anxiety mode, and being in that moment, you're in the moment, just being at, I'm going to say, at one with nature, knowing that our DNA is connected with the earth and nature. You then can just be talking with the sky. It doesn't have to be talking in words, just being connected with the earth and the sky. And we always say about when we can take a break, is another word for just being in the moment. We can reach, we always talk about this, you know, there's this thing that we say, you recharge your batteries. That is absolutely correct, because as a human being, each one of us, I would say, is essentially a battery. We are electromagnetic. And this is why we can magnetically attract good things or bad things. And it's our choice. We don't always realize it's our choice, and that's a hard thing to say. This is coming from soul, hard thing to say. But a lot of the things as well is just based on perception. That I'm just going to talk about anxiety here. It's just based on a perception of what would make us anxious, what would make us stressed. And just living in the moment, we can choose in the next moment and the next moment as we're living, then doing, you know. This is not about just living in a moment and never doing anything. You can do both. So this is living in the moment and then like taking action, which would be more aligned with our soul's purpose. because we've listened, it gives us a chance to listen to our soul and what we want to do. And that can just be as equally just talking about zero point without getting into all the ins and outs of, you know, when I hear a lot of people going, well, how do you talk to soul? How do you do higher self? And that's not it, because that's being in a beta brainwave, in a kind of thinking about it from a logical point of view. And if you were just to sit there, you would know. Honestly, there isn't much to connection. One of the things Rob and I do want to go through is definitely, and we've spoken about it today now, is the removal of all the negative things. And that can take some time. Although I don't want to tell you that, because in infinite reality, we could, you know, make that as quick as possible. But what we want to do is say that once you get rid of all these sort of negative feelings, negative thoughts, and attracting anything else that might be negative, you might even be attracting other negative people. And we know that we would say that drains us and stresses us out. But you do have a choice. You do have a choice for that. One, to either not see that negative person again, or two, to feel differently. You know, that there are some people, I'm used to it now, that I will see. They will literally, if I, given 10 years ago, they would have drained me. Now I can actually take their energy away and then zap it myself. So it helps them for those moments. They don't always know how to do it, but, you know, it helps them. But what would be better is for me to help them to, you know, zap their energy, you know, zap that negative energy themselves. You know, we can sit in a world where we complain about things, or we can sit in a world where we can just supersede that and just, you know, just transit. The whole point of what we're learning at the moment is to transmute from traumas and negative energy. Yes, lots of people have been through various traumas in their life. But that is part of, that's your soul's plan. And it is part of, you know, learning isn't about learning the trauma. The learning is about transmuting it in order for us to be able to, let's say, shift to the new earth, shift to our new realities. So it gives you a beautiful gift. And if you think about that within your zero point, within that moment, and think about it from a soul point of view instead of the logical monkey mind, that will really help to start doing the DNA recharging, really, you know, looking at all the deprogramming and reprogramming, resetting of your DNA in order to reset your life. And yeah, trust us when we say, you know, this will make a difference to your life. This will, you will see changes. Synchronicities come in, signs and synchronicities, I can't say it. Synchronicities come in. But a lot of the time, we don't always see that because we're busy, busy. We might talk about that one day as well, about signs and
synchronicities. Yeah, I think so.
Wonderful. Yeah. Again, a lovely, wonderful, amazing thing as well, but we always tend to miss it. So, Rob, do you have anything else to add to that?
I think we've probably summed up most of it, or covered most of it. And let's just recap, though, that if you go within, as we always say, and indeed our first podcast was called Going Within, if you go within sufficiently and you find your zero point, you can reset to live the experiential life you want to live and that you, in fact, agreed to live. You can do that as well by being present as much as you can in your everyday life, which is a kind of version of that zero point, by being positive, not accepting the negatives, and always remembering that magnetic issue that you brought up, Julie. That's really, really important. We are magnetic, and that's why we attract both negatives and positives. And it can be hard to lose the negatives. But stay yourself, stay in the middle of it all, and don't let the baggage weigh you down. You know, be aware of it and be aware of what you can lose. And then when you can and you feel comfortable, go to that zero point and request its removal and just watch it fall away. It's the most amazing thing. And you know, you can do it once a week, you can do it once a month, you can do it every 5 minutes if you want. I hope you don't need it every 5 minutes, but you know, if you do, it's, you know, an incredible life skill that we're given to go back to that moment of creation and rewrite.
Yes.
Or reprogram.
Rewrite your script. Rewrite
Yeah.
your script.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Anything from you, or do you think
No,
that's a good wrap?
I think that's a
Yeah?
good wrap.
Okay.
Yes, I think that's enough. And I think there's lots more we can talk about on this, and I think we'll work on this for the next few podcasts as well.
I
So
think so,
that's a
yeah.
yeah, that's a wrap for today. Anything that's you want to talk about or you want us to talk about, please email us. All the details are below. And that's a wrap for this week. We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.